Hello, and welcome to Food Segment, where I investigate food places and tell you all about my discoveries. I was curious to find out more about gourds and what everyone was doing with them. So I embarked on a mission to get closer to these odd and sometimes edible fruits. When I saw all of the gourds at Max Morningstar Farm Store at 5956 New York 9H in Hudson, I swerved my car off of the road. Every surface is covered with pumpkins or gourds. There were gourds of every shape and color. Some of the gourds were blue. There are ones that are blue and orange. Overwhelmed, I headed inside to ask for more information.
On our farm, we grow a few types of pumpkins. We have your regular jack-o'-lanterns. We grow orange ones and yellow ones and white ones. And then we grow very cute little gourds for decorative purposes because those are not edible.
A gourd expert was willing to answer some of my questions.
These are heirloom varieties that are grown for both decorative purposes and edible purposes. So we'll grow Musse de Provence and the Galot de Zine. We have Long Island cheese pumpkin, the Marina di Chioggia. These are all very good squashes to eat,
but wow,
also to decorate with.
But she seemed perplexed when I asked her why there are so many gourds.
Why are there so many of these pumpkins and squash, like, everywhere?
Just so many varieties, or?
Just like, how do they get so many? How do you get so many of them?
Oh, well, we grow a lot.
After some online research, I found out about Jackson's Old Chatham House, which has a squash ravioli in pumpkin cream sauce on their menu. While I was on my way there, I made a pit stop at the Stewart's on Route 66 to see if their seasonal ice cream flavors had dropped.
I would say it does taste a lot like pumpkin pie.
I ordered a scoop of the pumpkin pie flavor.
There's definitely nutmeg.
I made another pit stop at Martin's Farm Stand, across the road from Stewart's, where I picked up a pumpkin custard pie, a pumpkin whoopie pie, and one of those ethereal blue pumpkins I kept spotting.
What? The blue pumpkins? What are those? Oh yeah, that looks
maybe
like it.
Jaredale.
My blue pumpkin was squat with asymmetrical curvature, so that it reminded me of a pumpkin that a witch would have. With my Jaredale pumpkin and the pies in my passenger seat, I arrived at Jackson's Old Chatham House at 646 Albany Turnpike in Old Chatham.
Jackson's Old Chatham House restaurant in a old house. It reminds me of like old
from like 1800s.
Oh wow.
It was like a shop, you know, a blacksmith shop and a store and things.
Wow. It was built in the 1800s.
The dining room is dark with wooden columns, an expansive bar, and a painting of a terrier with a crown on its head. I ordered the ravioli with pumpkin cream sauce and inquired about the pumpkin liqueur that I saw on their bar.
Pumpkin pie martini.
I ate my ravioli on their patio.
So the ravioli are sweet, nutmeg, cinnamon, possibly a little bit of cheese, the inside, butternut, puree, tender, almost has like a ice cream.
The ravioli are extra large, square, and the color of egg yolk. The pumpkin cream sauce is speckled with cinnamon and nutmeg. A white pickup truck full of gourds drove by.
There's a truck passing full of gourds.
The next day, I got a hot tip about squash pizza at Tommy B's Slice Shop at 1817 New York 23 in Craryville, New York. So I headed there immediately. It was a scenic autumnal drive.
The trees are orange and yellow and red and green.
Tommy B's is on the side of the road next to an Ameristop gas station.
It's just a pizza shop and it's next to an Ameristop gas station.
I headed inside and asked for a slice of the sassy squash, which is listed on the menu with a provolone mozzarella blend of cheese, butternut squash, red onion, bacon, sage, and hot honey.
I heard that you have a squash pizza.
Yes, we're ordering one right now. I don't have any slices. You looking for a whole pie? Or?
I just wanted a slice if that's possible.
Yeah, we can make one. It takes about 6 or 7 minutes.
Yeah, cool. I can just wait. I'll come back.
And yeah, all right, cool, man. Yeah, yeah.
They didn't have one ready, so the pizza person prepared a whole fresh sassy squash pizza while I waited. I chatted with the pizza preparer and the order taker. Who were very friendly and supportive about my gourd journey.
So how did you see that we're doing a squash pizza? A friend of mine told me
because I've been looking for. I'm doing a project about squash.
At Tommy B's, you can order your pizza as a pan pizza or prepared in the New York thin crust style.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
It was piping hot with a crispy, toothsome crust, thick half moons of butternut squash, and speckled with onion, bacon, sage, and hot honey. The sweetness of the squash and honey was complemented by the spiciness of the onion and the smokiness of the bacon. When I arrived home, my dining companion and I sampled the pumpkin custard pie and the pumpkin whoopie pie from Martin's Farm Fresh Farm Stand at 812 New York 9H.
It is like flan, mm-hmm. Like a pumpkin flan with a puff.
Yeah, it's really nice and moist.
The pumpkin custard pie had a thin, delicate crust, a layer of pumpkin and another layer of custard underneath a golden brown surface.
And there's a layer of pumpkin on the bottom and then in the middle top, there's more custard.
The whoopie pie was two layers of pumpkin cake in the shape of muffin tops with a sweet vanilla frosting in the middle.
Soft pumpkin muffin top cake with almost like a vanilla frosting inside, which is really moist, but not overspiced.
My appetite for gourds was expanding, so I changed into formal wear and headed to Feast and Floret at 13 South 3rd Street in Hudson to try their wood-fired squash. My dining companion and I were seated in the smaller of their two candlelit indoor dining rooms. our spacious table almost touched the public-facing side of their bar area, which is well-stocked with eclectic and sophisticated cocktail ingredients. Just above my head, I could see a bottle of Don Julio 1942, which I recognized from a recent episode of The Kardashians.
I 100% completely understand.
There were two squash dishes on the menu that night.
Between that and the delicata squash, which one do you like?
Delicata is really interesting. Really nice sweet flavors right now. Take the seeds from the squash itself and dry the seeds. Blend that with some nice fresh herbs on top. Makes it really nice and bright.
We ordered the delicata squash in a sauce made from the delicata seeds.
Okay, so they're in half moons. The delicata squash is a light yellow squash with striped, like a striped skin.
The delicata was served in half ringlets in an elegant ceramic bowl. They were coated in coarse brown seed sauce and sprinkled with chopped mint and parsley.
Did they say this was cooked in the wood flame?
I wasn't really listening.
Can't remember. It does have sort of a smoky flavor.
The squash was tender, but not soft. Its light orange flesh was pleasantly sweet, cut with the nuttiness of the seed puree and a hint of wood smoke. Still hungry, my gourd expedition led me back to my own kitchen, where I decided to create my own gourd dish. Squachos. I took the difficult step of cutting into my beautiful Jarredale pumpkin with a large cleaver. Underneath its steel skin was a bright orange flesh that smelled like cantaloupe.
Oh, wow.
I scooped out the seeds, roasted my pumpkin, and pureed it with garlic, onions, peppers, and nutritional yeast to make a smooth sauce reminiscent of queso cheese. I poured the squash sauce over a layer of tortilla chips and topped it with black beans, cilantro, and pickled onions.
And I'm going to call it squachos.
My journey had ended, and I had gotten closer than I had ever been to pumpkins and squash. I finally knew for myself the power of gourd. Thank you for listening to Food Segment on WGXC.